Welcome back to another episode of the Dean Smith Podcast presented by Encova Insurance, where we sit down each week to speak with the Ohio State Senior Vice President and Wolf Foundation Endowed Athletics Director to talk about the current state of OSU athletics. Today, we have our first Q&AD session where you can submit questions for Gene and he will answer them here on his podcast. My name is Ben Waite, and I'm joined, as always, by Mr. Gene Smith. Gene, how's it going?
Doing great, Ben. Thank you for doing this. And it's good to hear from you. And hopefully your summer was a good one.
It was. It's been fantastic. Excited for the start of the fall. Gene, our first question today is from Melissa here in Columbus, Ohio. She wants to know what your proudest moment as a Buckeye has been.
You know, I can't say that that is one, because having been here for as long as I have, I've had a lot of moments that give me great pride. Having student athletes graduate, I'll use Thayer Mumford as an example. Odds were against him his whole life, and he stuck in his last year with his goal of pursuing his degree when he could have gone a year earlier. And when you see that, and you see it. Seeing his dream come to fruition, it those things move me. I can't say that, there's one, there's just so many of them.
Our next question comes from Eric in Hicksville, Ohio. He wants to know, with all of the hype and the accolades and a lot of the attention that comes with being a student athlete these days, how do we as a department try and make sure that our student athletes are able to stay focused on what their real purpose here is?
Yeah, so it's our culture. They understand that they're here first and foremost to get an education. And all of our coaches and it's all of our support staff around them, our trainers, our strength coaches, they all make sure that message is consistent and loud and clear. And so there's a great deal of attention to making sure that they're doing the work that they have to do in the classroom. We want to be as competitive in the classroom as we are on the field or in the pool or whatever. and we've set up a reward system, frankly, for student athletes to achieve certain things academically. They understand we're here to compete. This is not participatory. This is we're here to compete at the highest level and chase championships. And so that message is constant. And so it's in our culture, but it starts first and foremost with our coaches and recruiting character. That is huge. We have to do a good job, not just of evaluating talent, but evaluating character. You have to be individuals who fit into our culture. And so that there's a lot of other things around that, but those are the base points is recruit character, make sure we keep them focused on the academics and help them develop athletically so they can chase championships. And that's our culture.
Our next question is from Ryan in Galloway. He wants to know when we can expect to see the gray stripe return to the sleeves of the football uniforms. More broadly than that, Gene, how do we balance tradition, which we have such a rich tradition here at Ohio State, with staying innovative and being modern?
Yeah, I don't know when the gray stripes will be back. I really don't get involved in that very much. I do, and early when we started the process of the alternative uniform, I was involved in that process right early. But now I kind of leave it to the, Ryan and equipment staff and our student athlete leadership council, and I stay out of it. And so if there's an alternative uniform design that ultimately comes back to us, then I'll get involved in that and determine if it's something that we ultimately want to do. But we got to stay relevant. When we did the white uniform, the black uniform, the scarlet uniform, all those were, things that allowed us to be creative. But we never do any of those things without student athlete input. And I was one that was concerned about this all scarlet uniform and what it would look like. And our players embraced it and loved it and wanted it. And so then you roll. So it's hard to do. I'm a traditionalist, but I also have to listen to our current student athletes because they have a different view of life than I do. And I want to make sure we feed that beast.
Scarlet jerseys really popped on the field, but what made it even better was seeing all the Scarlet in the stands. Those two combined made that a real special game day.
Exactly. And, you know, when we first introduced the all-black uniforms, I was apprehensive. I didn't think we'd have a fan base that would respond the way they did. I mean, it was a beautiful night in the stadium. And so periodically you have to do that. But, you know, I don't want to do it with a heavy dose. But, you know, periodically you need to do that. And it's just a part of our student-athlete experience.
Our last question is from Marina in Mission Viejo, California. She wants to know, as this airs the second week of our football season, how you feel about the defensive changes that have happened in the offseason for the football team and how you think their level of competition is this year.
They're doing much better. You know, I really like the scheme that Jim Knowles has put in as our defensive coordinator and the support staff around him. And I really like the fact that they're letting our players play. The system allows your athleticism to take over. And I think in the past, periodically, we were thinking too much. And you, in this game, you can't. It's got to be muscle memory, particularly on defense. And so I really like the fact that he's put in place a style and a scheme that allows the athlete to be the athlete. And we're aggressive. The silver bullets, when you look back at it over the years, those have been successful. We're aggressive and try and dictate, the offense. And so really like what he's done. And, as we go through the season, I'm sure our players will get more comfortable as they face different offensive schemes. And we'll get better every single week.
Fantastic. That'll do it for our first Q&AD segment of the Gene Smith podcast presented by Encova Insurance. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Gene, thanks for taking the time to answer some questions. Anyone who wants to submit questions for future episodes can go to OhioStateBuckeyes.com to do so. Appreciate everyone who has listened and subscribed thus far. Until next time, we hope you're all staying healthy and safe. For Gene Smith and everyone here at Ohio State Athletics, I'm Ben Waite. Be well and go Buckeyes.
Go Bucks.